This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. A credit score, otherwise known as a FICO score, is a range that tells lenders how good you may be with borrowing money. Many lenders use this score when you apply for a mortgage or auto loan. Not having a credit score can hinder the ability to borrow money, but do you really need one? On today's podcast episode, I'm going to take a look at why most people do need credit, a credit score, and why it's important to maintain a good one. Welcome to today's podcast. Before I get started today, if you like the podcast, please subscribe and visit my website at smartstartmoney.com. Let me know your thoughts and comments on today's show. Today, I'm going to go against some of the people that claim everyone does not need a credit score. There's even one popular financial personality I can think of which claims people should not have a credit score because they pay for one. And this is very true, but there is a reason most people need credit and a score. Let's first take a look at what a credit score is. And as I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, a credit score, otherwise known as a FICO score, it's a range that tells lenders how good you are with borrowing money, basically. And many lenders use the score when you apply for a loan, so something like a mortgage or an auto loan. They look at your credit score. Now, what makes up a credit score are some different things, and it's important to understand this. A credit score is 35% payment history, 30% amounts owed, 15% credit history length, 10% types of credit used, and 10% new credit. That's how they come up with a FICO score. And many experts will tell you that you do not necessarily need a credit score. And although this can be true in the right circumstance, I am here to tell you today that most people do need one unless they have a job that will never end, a good amount of cash sitting aside, and a permanent place to live. Now, I don't think too many people fall into that category, and the need for a credit score will depend on where you fall on the income spectrum. Most types of debt are not good. And I would agree with the experts that not having a credit score can be a good thing. The truth about having a FICO score is you need to go into debt to get one. Essentially, you pay for having a credit score. And this is not a logical way to stay out of debt, certainly. But the trick is to develop a score smartly, taking out the least amount of debt to do it, and then do small things to retain some type of score. Now, although some people may not need a credit score, which would be very few people, why would these people not need a credit score? And not having a FICO score, like I said, is the ideal situation. But to have this, you would need the monetary funds to pay for cash for most things. And this would depend on your occupation, your income level, and the ability to manage money wisely. If you have a good job that pays regular income, this is a good situation to save money to pay for most things. A little can be put away each month for emergencies, to save for the next automobile, and to move into a house. The good news is, I will tell you, you can buy a house without a credit score through something called manual underwriting. So you don't need a credit score to buy a house. A lot of people don't realize this, but it is the case. As long as you can put 20% down and show good income and no other debts, it should be attainable with the right lender without having any type of credit or credit score. But you do need to be aware that not all lenders will be willing to do this. If you do not plan on having credit cards or auto loans, you probably are not going to have a FICO score. The issue with this is that most people are not in the situation to live without a score. And this is today is one of my arguments on when a lot of the so-called financial gurus, other financial gurus out there say, you know, everyone doesn't need a credit score. It's kind of throwing a blanket over all people and all consumers, which isn't really the case. Most people do need a credit score. The issue with this is most people, like I said, are not in the situation to live without a score. This is something that can happen over time, but it's not typical of, say, a new college graduate or someone with lower income. If you're not established financially, you're probably going to need a credit score. Although I do agree with the experts of, you know, trying to get to a point of not possibly having a score, there are several reasons why most people do need one at some point. Let's cover why you do need a FICO score. Unless an individual is independently wealthy starting out in life, most people need to rent an apartment or a home to live in at some point. Depending on where a person decides to live, a credit score may be a factor. Many of the apartment communities, you know, they run background checks that include a person's credit worthiness. If you have a low credit score or not one at all, they may decide that you would not make a good tenant. That's a definite reason why you probably need a credit score. You can find places to live without having a FICO score, but this is not always the case, depending on the urgency to find a residence and the type of place you want to live. The best way to do this is to find an individual owner renting, and this is most likely the most successful way to do it without having a FICO score. But even an individual that's renting something may want more information, and it could take longer to rent an apartment or, you know, condo, townhome, whatever it may be, from a private renter, a private landlord. Another factor here why you need a credit score is employment. And employment, you know, there are many occupations that do not have a steady income. Examples of these jobs with mostly commissions or large bonus structures that make up a majority of a person's salary can be challenging to manage depending on the income interval and certainty. You can be disciplined to budget and have an emergency fund, but, you know, life is always going to happen. Having credit to carry a person over until the next commission check or bonus is sometimes necessary for people in these occupations. There are occupations, like I said, where they can count on, you know, the bonuses and the commission checks, and they can get a good idea of what those are going to be before they get them, but they don't have the money yet. And sometimes you need credit if you work in those industries or work for a company that pays that way. Just getting a job may also require having a decent FICO score. Sure, you can probably explain that you're good with money and have no debt to a potential employer, but when they run a background check and you have no credit history or no credit score, they may discount your eligibility immediately for being hired. This certainly shouldn't happen, but if you live in the realistic world here, it happens probably more often than not. Many types of employment in industries such as finance run a background check, including a person's credit history. Other industries such as law enforcement and things like that, they'll run credit histories as well. So if you have no credit history, you have no credit score. Not to say you can't get hired, but it could disqualify you, you know, if someone's just quickly going through and they're going off of a credit history, they could just say, well, this person has no history. We're just not going to go into it any farther. So you need to know that is a possibility. It may affect job prospects by not having a credit score or credit history. Now, auto loans is another reason. I don't promote getting any type of auto loan if you can avoid it. However, there are certain circumstances where that might not be avoidable. the reason for this, you got to think about it. The reliable transportation is, you know, it's what gets us, many of us, back and forth to work. And paying cash for a car is almost always the best method, but $2,000 automobile may not always be the best choice when the cost of repairs and maintenance are factored into it. A used auto financed at a low rate is sometimes a better choice, realistically. And, you know, not a new $30,000 car, obviously, but one with low mileage and a good maintenance history and a car that can be paid off quickly that will last with very few issues. If you get a job where you need a car that's reliable and going to get you back and forth and not have any problems, and the income is way over what will pay for a car and you don't have one, you may just have to get one. You got to take the chance. You need something, especially if you're commuting a good ways. You don't want a $1,000, $2,000 car that is going to have problems. And the trick is when you finance an automobile is to then start saving to pay cash for the next one. And what this will do is create a cycle of never having to finance an auto loan in the future. That's just a little tip. If you do take out an auto loan, just pay it off as quick as you can and kind of play a little make-believe, keep making auto payments, and that'll take care of any maintenance that comes up on the car. And also you can put some money away for the next car so you can pay for it in cash. Now, I know there may be a lot of people that do not agree with having an auto loan of any kind, and I'm certainly a proponent of this. This is true to remain debt-free to not have an auto loan, but sometimes they're just unavoidable. You know, I have played the game of maintaining an older vehicle, and the costs can add up very quickly. Having a credit score and a good one enables a person to get a much better rate on an auto loan. So in the rare circumstance that you do need an auto loan, it's also one of the ways to build a credit score. If at some point you take an auto loan, try to not make it a habit to do it, you know, over and over again. And like I said, one trick that I do is just keep making car payments once you pay it off, and this will save for your next car in cash. The other reason here is a home mortgage is reason enough to have credit and a credit score. And I know I said that manual underwriting is available, but the truth is it can be much easier to buy a home with a good FICO score. You know, owning a home is an American dream for many people, and it's also a very good way to build wealth, and I would definitely agree with this, but many people don't have 20% to put down on a home or the cash to pay for one outright. And like I said, you can get a mortgage with a FICO score many times much easier. Finding the right lender with the right rate and terms through manual underwriting without credit or a credit score, it can take some time. Most banks will not underwrite a home loan where the applicant does not have traditional credit. And then this is not to say you won't find one. If you find one, they may only write a 15-year mortgage in addition to the 20% down required. So there are some differences. If you manual underwriting is a process that will take patience and likely a bit more work. So I'm not saying it can't be done. It can be accomplished. But what I am saying is you will likely have an easier time with a traditional credit score and credit. The next item on my list here for having credit and a credit score is for a credit card. And I'm saying credit card and not cards. These are not the necessary evil that they can be, but a convenience and safety measure. Having at least one credit card will require some credit history. Although it seems that many companies will practically give them away, having at least one will make some things easier, from things such as renting a car, booking a hotel room, or buying things online. This requires some self-discipline by paying off the balance in full each month. Some would argue that a debit card can also be used with the same protections as a credit card, but this again is a blanket statement And this is simply not true in many cases. It will depend on the issuing bank as far as the protections on a debit card. Now, there are exceptions to every rule, but having at least one credit card can certainly be advantageous. Now, another reason to have credit or credit score is if you do need to, for some reason, borrow money, and I am not a proponent of financing things, but if for some reason you need to with the money that you know is coming in, and like I said, life happens. Sometimes you need to do certain things. Without a score, without any credit history, you're likely going to pay a higher rate. That's reason enough to have some type of credit history or FICO score. The reality is, for many people that have bad credit and terrible credit scores, the people that a lot of times don't have a lot of money, they don't have that terrific job, or they make a ton of money and they have bad credit or a bad credit score, they are the ones that end up paying more for things when they do, for some reason, have to borrow money. That doesn't quite sound right, but that's simply the way it is. A lot of times, now not all the time, because there are certainly affluent and wealthy people that have credit score and credit problems. There's quite a few of them out there, actually. But a lot of times, the more wealthy and affluent people tend to have better scores and a better credit, simply because they have the money to pay things off. They don't have to finance a lot of stuff. So the chances are they're not going to be late on things and have a credit score that's going to get it out of hand. A lot of wealthy people do get into trouble with, you know, trying to finance businesses and things like that. But for the most part, like I said, you need credit to get a better rate on things. Now, the underlying question to this podcast is, should you have a credit score and, you know, a credit history? And having a credit score can be a good thing regardless of what most of the, you know, some of the finance personalities out there are telling you. Getting a good one is something that you will pay for. And with a perfect world, we would all have plenty of income to save and live our daily lives. With the constant changes in the economy and job market, there may come a time when you need a FICO score or you need credit. You know, changes in employment and living arrangements at some point may require it. And that's reason enough to have a credit history and a credit score. While it ultimately may be best to, you know, become debt-free and not have a FICO score, having one while working toward a credit-free life may be something a person needs. You pay to have one, but you can also save by having a good one. It may lead to the right employment to get out of debt or provide a dependable car to make more money. Simply, you know, having a FICO score is bad if used to obtain large amounts of credit and spend money you don't have. However, in my opinion, it can be useful if you manage it properly. Checking your credit report regularly is important to ensure it's accurate and up to date. This can be done through one of the reporting agencies, such as Experian or TransUnion. Under federal law, you can get your score annually from one of them for free. Even if you are in a position to not have a credit score, you should still periodically check it. The reason is it can show possible signs of identity theft and fraud by someone using your credit. So I will give you that piece of advice. If you don't have a credit score, don't have any credit history, you know, for very few people, it's not needed. And at the very least, you should be checking your credit report once a year to see if there's any activity on there that you don't recognize. A lot of times you'll be surprised at what's on there. You know, sometimes there's things that show up that you're not even aware about. So it is important. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. Let me know your thoughts on the need to have a credit score. Visit my website at smartstartmoney.com and look for the contact page there. On the next podcast, I'm going to be talking about why saving for retirement is one of the most important financial goals for just about everyone. With an estimate of 1 in 5 Americans not having any retirement savings, this is a podcast you're not going to want to miss.